We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Joaquim O'Malley-Macias. It's Wednesday, April 3rd, 2024. Former NFL cornerback and Illini star Vontae Davis was found dead at his South Florida residence at the age of 35 on Monday. The authorities state that the investigation is ongoing and report no signs of foul play. Davis played three seasons with U of I as a cornerback, where he became an All-American in 2008 and was named to the three All-Big Ten teams before going on to be a first-round draft pick on the Miami Dolphins in 2009. His career took off when he was traded to the Indianapolis Colts, where he was selected for two Pro Bowls in 2014 and 2015. He continued to play for the Colts for six seasons until he was let go due to injuries. Davis's friends, family, and former teammates expressed shock at his passing and remembered him for his positivity and his determination to beat the odds. U of I's women's basketball team took on Washington State in the WBIT quarterfinals Monday night and scored an 81-58 win. The Illini will now play in the championship against Villanova. The teams have not played each other since 1988, when Illinois took a 69-60 win. The game is tonight at 7 p.m. at the Hinkle Fieldhouse in Indianapolis. The WBIT, running for the first time this year, is a tournament for premier women's college basketball teams that do not make the 68-team March Madness field. New hires and final redistricting plans were approved at the Urbana School District Board meeting Tuesday night. The meeting came after an unexpected distance learning day for Urbana Middle School on Monday due to a staffing shortage, announced with no prior notice on Sunday night. Hires included Patricia Valente as principal of the dual language elementary school and Dr. Laura Taylor as executive director of leadership development for the central office. The meeting also finalized plans for the district's controversial redistricting caused by the new dual language program. The meeting took place on Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. in Urbana. The 17th annual Champaign-Urbana Edible Book Festival starts at 11:30 a.m. this Saturday. All local residents are eligible to submit a culinary dish inspired by a book. Following a 30-minute public viewing period, awards will be given out by the judges, and the edible books will be available to eat. Two judges are affiliated with the University of Illinois Library, with a third being the owner of Mahomet's Lucky Moon Pie. The event is located at the Common Ground Food Co-op at Urbana's Lincoln Square Mall. For more information, go to the news and events section of www.library.illinois.edu. Illinois forward Dane Danger became the first Illinois basketball player to enter the transfer portal. After a successful run with the Fighting Illini, Danger will be continuing his basketball career elsewhere. With the Illinois men's basketball team shifting gears, rising sophomore Jake Davis will join the team for the 2024-2025 season. Schools like DePaul, Wyoming, and more have showed interest in the guard, who is transferring from Mercer, but Davis committed to Illinois. The young athlete will bring an impressive shooting accuracy to the Illini, as he averaged 38.7% from the three-point range in his freshman season. Contributing reporting for this broadcast was provided by Joaquim O'Malley-Macias, Emily Huffman, Peter Dara, Lily Nazarova, and Suzette Morillo. Our deputy news directors are Alisa Eaton and Caitlin Devitt, and our news director is Ethan Oscaroba. For WPGU News, I'm Joaquim O'Malley-Macias.